Good afternoon.
One.
Please turn with me to John's Gospel, chapter 10, if you haven't stayed there.
请与我翻到这个约翰福音第十章, 如果你还没有在那里的话。
We began this chapter 3 weeks ago.
三个礼拜前我们开始了这个段章。
That time we looked primarily at the first 6 verses.
那时候我们主要看前面的6节。
The events reported in the beginning of chapter 10 follow closely after chapter 9.
这个第十章的开始, 写着的这些事物是紧密的从第九章延续下来的。
The transition from chapter 9 to 10 appears to be seamless.
这两章的过渡看起来是连续不断的。
Therefore, it's safe to conclude that chapter 9 gives the context for the teaching in chapter 10.
所以我们能够安全的结论说第九章, 是第十章教导的背景。
The Jewish leadership rejected Jesus as being from God.
这个犹太领导人拒绝耶稣为是从神而来的。
They did not recognize him as the Messiah.
他们不认他为弥赛亚。
They would not believe that he was the Son of God.
他们不相信他是神的儿子。
However, the blind man whom Jesus had healed did believe.
但耶稣所医好的瞎子相信了。
In the first verses of chapter 10, Jesus presents himself as the true shepherd of Israel.
第十章的前几节, 耶稣呈现自己为以色列的真牧人。
Those who truly belong to God would recognize Jesus as the Messiah and follow him.
那些真正属于神的就会认得耶稣为弥赛亚并且跟从他。
Because the Jewish leadership rejected him, they were not truly God's sheep.
因为犹太领导人拒绝了他，他们不是真正神的羊。
The people who heard this allegory of the shepherd and the sheep did not understand it.
那些听见牧人跟羊群的这个比喻不明白。
Either immediately following this or sometime later, Jesus again told an allegory of sheep and a shepherd.
可能是马上，可能是一会儿，耶稣再一次跟他们说这个牧人跟羊的比喻。
But he changed the picture a bit.
但他稍微改变这个图案一点点。
And the differences will help point out the new emphasis which Jesus made.
而这个他的不一样将会更加的带出耶稣所要强调的新的点子。
As I said last time, I find this passage to be particularly helpful.
据我上次所说，我觉得这一段经文蛮有帮助的。
It draws our attention to Jesus, which is always good.
他把我们的眼目放在耶稣，而这是一直都是好的事情。
It also instructs us concerning leadership, which is crucial for the church today.
他也教导我们关于领导，而这是在今日教会非常重要的。
In the application of this message, it's that matter of leadership which I wish to stress.
而这个讯息的应用呢，就是关于我想，注重的是关于领导的事。
Our view of leadership should not be determined by the world.
我们对领导的观念不应该由世界来决定。
We need a biblical understanding of leadership if we're going to lead God's people the way He wishes.
如果我们要带领以神的方式来带领他的人的话，我们需要以圣经来了解领导。
So let's look at chapter John chapter 10 and the model of leadership which Jesus gives.
所以我们一起来看约翰福音第十章，而且耶稣所寄予给我们的榜样。
There are new elements starting in verse 7 to the picture which Jesus described.
从第七节开始，这个耶稣所形容的图案里面有新的一些事情。
The shepherd has become the gate.
现在这个牧羊人成为了门。
There is no gatekeeper in this new picture.
在新的图案里面没有看门的。
And there are new characters added.
有新的人物出现了。
There is the hired hand in verse 12.
第十二节有这个雇工。
Also, God the Father is now mentioned explicitly in verses 15 and 17.
所以我们父神也现在很明显的被提出来，在第十五跟第十七节。
And there are new sheep mentioned which are not of the original fold, verses 16.
不但如此，有新的羊被提到，而不是属于原本的羊圈，第十六节了。
There are new actions added to this picture.
也有新的举动加入这个图案里面。
There's killing and destruction in verse 10.
有杀害毁坏第十节。
There's salvation and giving life in verses 9 and 10.
有关于得救，关于舍命，第九节到第十节。
And a special note is the addition of the shepherd laying down his life for the sheep.
也有一个特别的特征是关于牧羊人为羊舍命。
This is repeated in verses 11, 15, 17, and 18.
这个在第11、15、17跟18节都有重复。
There are two new scenes which Jesus describes as well.
耶稣也形容了两个新的情景。
And like the first one, they were well known to the people.
就第一个他们对人是众所多知的。
The sheep pen in verses 1 and 16 was normally a walled enclosure near the village.
这个羊圈在第一跟第十六节，它通常是靠近这个村庄那里，由一个墙来围绕的一个地方。
Various shepherds would bring their individual flocks to this pen at night to house them.
那不同的牧羊人会带他们的各自的羊群去这个羊圈，在晚上来安置他们。
In the morning, they would lead them out to pasture.
早上的时候，他们就会带他们去吃草。
After the shepherd had led the sheep out of the sheep pen, he took them to pastures to eat and to sources of water to drink.
当牧羊人把这个羊领出羊圈的时候，他就会带他们去吃草，去找新的水喝。
Particularly in the dry season, water in green pasture may have been hard to find.
特别在干旱的时候，这个水跟这个草就有一点难找到。
And they had to travel greater distances.
他们就要走比较长远的路途。
The shepherd could not always return with the sheep to the sheep pen.
这个牧羊人不总是能够与羊群一起的回到羊圈里。
Therefore, especially at night, he would bring the sheep into a temporary enclosure.
所以特别在晚上的时候，他就会带这些羊群进入一个暂时性的一个围墙。
He might use a thicket or surround an area with thorn bushes.
他可能用草丛或者他用荆棘来围绕这一个地方。
The shepherd himself would lie down at the entrance to the thicket.
那这个牧羊人本身会躺在这个草丛的入口。
Within the thicket was protection.
在这个草丛里面就是保护区。
To get in or out meant going by the shepherd.
要进去出去就是代表说你要走过这个牧羊人。
And in the morning, he would lead the sheep out to feed and to get water.
早上的时候，他就会领这个羊出去去吃草去喝水。
Now after the shepherd took the sheep and left the sheep pen, they were in danger, especially at night.
这个牧羊人带这个羊出去这个羊圈的时候，他们就会有危险，特别在晚上的时候。
Not only were there thieves and robbers, there were also natural predators like wolves.
因为不只会有这个强盗，也有这个小偷，也有可能有这个天然的野兽，例如这个狼。
Now sometimes people were hired to help with the sheep.
有些时候人被请来帮忙看羊。
The hired person shepherded it, but was not the shepherd.
这些雇工他们看羊，可是他们不是牧羊人。
The sheep did not belong to him.
这个羊没有跟他任何关系。
Therefore, they did not mean much to him.
所以这些羊对他没有什么价值。
For him, it was only a job.
对于他只是一个工作罢了。
When danger came, the hired man's first priority was himself.
危险一来到，这个雇工的首要关注就是自己。
On the other hand, the shepherd's priority was the sheep and their safety.
相反的，这个牧羊人的关注是他的羊和羊的安全。
The two scenes have one general emphasis.
这两个情景有大概一个重点。
That is, the shepherd has only good purposes for the sheep.
那牧羊人只有好的意念给羊群们。
In the first scene, the shepherd is the gate.
在第一个情景里面，牧羊人就是那个门。
He protects the sheep.
他看守羊群。
He does not use the sheep for his own profit.
他不利用羊群来得到自己的利益。
He provides for the sheep all that they need to be really well off.
他给羊一切所需要的，让他们真的活得很好。
They are protected and well fed.
他们被保护得很好，被喂养得很好。
The sheep recognize that and they follow the shepherd.
这个羊认识，而且他们也跟从这个牧羊人。
In the second scene, the goodness of the shepherd is emphasized.
在这个第二个情景，这个牧羊人的好被带出来。
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
这个好牧人为他的羊群舍命。
The good shepherd is different from those to whom the sheep do not belong.
这个好的牧羊人跟这些不属于这些羊不属于的那个人当中比较的话，是不一样的。
The sheep belong to the shepherd, not to a hired hand.
这个羊属于牧羊人，不属于雇工。
The good shepherd cares for the sheep, verse 13.
好, 牧人关心他的羊, 第13节。
He knows his sheep, verse 14.
他认识他的羊, 第14节。
And is known by them.
羊也认识他们。
He calls his sheep, verse 16.
第16节, 他叫他的羊。
And he is willing to die for his sheep.
他愿意为羊死。
The immediate application of the picture which Jesus described is much clearer than that of the first six verses.
耶稣所形容的这个图案, 的这个马上的应用, 它清楚过前面六节,十章六节讲的事情。
The people did not understand his figurative speech the first time.
因为这些人首先不明白他这个比喻性的讲话方式。
Now Jesus makes very direct claims.
可是现在耶稣就把他 讲得很清楚,
he is the gate for the sheep.
他是羊门,
that's in verses 7 and 9.
第七、第九节,
those who came before him were thieves and robbers.
在他以先来的都是贼和盗贼, 贼和强盗。
And Jesus came that the sheep would have abundant life.
耶稣来使羊得丰盛的生命。
This is in verse 10.
这是第十节。
Jesus is the good shepherd, verses 11 and 14.
耶稣是好牧人, 第十一, 第十四节。
Jesus, the good shepherd, lays down his life for the sheep.
耶稣这个好牧人为羊舍命。
Jesus knows his sheep, and his sheep know him.
耶稣认识他的羊, 他的羊也认识他。
They listen to him.
他们听从他。
And Jesus will bring in other sheep as well.
耶稣也会带进别的羊。
When we take these verses, together with the first six verses, we can see that Jesus was also claiming to be the true shepherd.
当我们拿这个前面六节跟这些我们刚提到的经文放在一起, 我们就看到耶稣其实在说他就是真牧羊人。
Let's look more closely at the first scene.
我们再更详细地看第一个情景。
That starts in verse 7.
第七节开始。
As the door for the sheep, Jesus is specifically claiming to watch out for those who are truly God's people.
也身为这个羊门呢, 耶稣就, 很明确地说明, 他是要观察那真正属于神的人。
Jesus claims to give them life.
耶稣说, 他要给他们生命。
First, Jesus is the gate to salvation.
第一, 耶稣是救恩的门。
The first part of verse 9 says, if anyone enters through me, he will be saved.
九节的上半段说, 凡从我进门的必然得救。
The sheep had to go through the gate to get into the protection of the enclosure.
这个羊需要进入这个门才能够得到羊圈的眷顾。
If they were outside the enclosure, they would wander off.
如果他们在羊圈外面, 他们就会偏离。
They could be more easily stolen.
他们可能更容易被偷。
They could be killed by wild animals.
他们被外面的野兽杀死。
If none of that happened, they would probably die because they would not care for themselves.
如果这些事情都没有发生的话, 他们也可能会死, 因为他们不懂得怎么照顾自己。
The only way to get into the protection of the enclosure is through Jesus.
唯一能够进入这个羊圈的这个护保护方法是接着耶稣。
Second, Jesus is the door to nourishment.
第二点, 耶稣是喂养的门。
Look at the second half of verse 9.
你看第九节的下半部分。
He will come in and go out and find pasture.
他会出入来去找这个草。
Those who enter through the gate belong to the shepherd.
那些经过这些门的就属于这个牧羊人。
He will care for them.
牧羊人会照顾他们。
He will bring them in for protection.
他们会把他带进来保护。
He will take them out to find pasture.
他们会带他出去找草吃。
When we compare this to Psalm 23, we see that Jesus was also making a claim to being God.
当我们与诗篇第23篇对比的时候, 我们就看见耶稣在讲他就是神。
King David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
那个大卫王写说, 耶和华是我的牧者, 我必不知缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
他使我躺卧在青草,
Jesus,
领我在可安息的水边。
Jesus is claiming to do for the sheep that which God does for the sheep.
耶和华所为羊做的事情, 耶稣现在讲说他就在做这些事。
This becomes even more clear in the next claim.
这个更加的清楚在下一个宣告里面。
Third, Jesus is the door to abundant life.
第三个宣告，耶稣是丰盛生命的门。
In the second half of verse 10,
第十节的下半部。
I am come that they may have life and have it to the full.
我来了，叫他们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Note that Jesus speaks of having come.
注意到耶稣讲说，我来了。
This implies that he has existed before coming.
代表说他在来之前已经存在了。
Furthermore, remember that life is in God.
记得说这个生命在神里面。
God is the maker and giver of life.
神是创造生命，也是给予生命的。
Yet Jesus came to give the sheep life.
而耶稣来给羊群有生命。
It is hardly possible for Jesus to have spoken more directly about his own person.
要这个耶稣更直接的讲关于他自己，其实是难于可能的事情了。
The Jews thought that by being Jewish, that they would be saved.
因为这些犹太人认为，因为他们在犹太教里面，他们就能够得救。
They thought that it was enough to be circumcised.
他们以为说受割礼就够了。
They thought that it was enough to be a descendant of Abraham.
他们以为做亚伯拉罕的后代已经够了。
But Jesus said that only those within the pen really belonged to God.
但耶稣说，只有那些属于在羊圈里面的才属于神。
Those that were within this temporary enclosure belonged to the shepherd.
这个在暂时的这个围绕的这些羊群属于牧羊人的。
Those were his flock.
这些是他的羊群。
He was the gate by which one could enter.
他是那个一个人所能够进来的那个门。
And to enter by him was to be saved.
而通过他进来就是得救的意思。
People today are not much different.
今日人没有太多的差别。
They have assumed wrong reasons for being saved.
他们了解错这个得救的意思。
Some think that by church membership they are saved.
有些人觉得成为教会会友就得救。
Others might believe that they are Christian because they are raised in a Christian family.
有些相信说，因为他们是基督徒，因为他们在基督教家庭里面长大。
Some think that Christianity is something one adopts as a way of life or culture.
有些觉得基督教是一种生活的方式，也是一种文化。
But salvation is only by Jesus Christ.
但得救只是借着耶稣基督。
We become one of God's people, one of His sheep, only by entering through Jesus Christ.
我们成为神的人，神的羊，只有借着耶稣基督才能够进入。
Our sin separates us from God.
我们的罪使我们与神隔绝。
It places us outside this.Enclosure.
他把我们放在这个围绕的墙的外面。
Our sin will eventually lead to our eternal separation from God.
我们的罪最终会使我们永远的与神隔绝。
We need to enter into the sheep enclosure.
我们需要进入这个围绕的墙。
But that is only possible through Jesus Christ.
但只有借着耶稣基督才有可能。
People also seek to be satisfied in many other ways.
人也寻求各种方式来得到满足。
They try music or friends.
他们用音乐，他们用朋友。
They might try sports.
他们用运动。
Some people look for more and more money.
有些人越来越寻求更多钱。
Many men seek to be satisfied in their work.
有些很多男人希望能够在工作里面得到满足。
And this list could probably go on.
这个目录可能可以更加的长，延续下去。
But Jesus said that nourishment or the pasture which satisfies us comes only through Jesus.
但耶稣讲，这个喂养，这个一个人得到满足的这个青草地，只有借着他。
He offers life to the fullest.
他给生命直到最丰盛。
The second scene in this section begins with verse 11.
这个第二个情形是从第十一节开始的。
It begins with the claim that Jesus, the claim of Jesus that he is the good shepherd.
首先耶稣讲说他是那个好牧人。
There is much more additional information given in this section than in the others.
这里有更多另外的资料在这一段落超过别的段落。
We'll consider a number of these points.
想想这几点。
First, danger scatters the sheep when the shepherd is not there or the hired hand flees, verse 12.
牧羊人不在的时候，还是这个雇工跑掉的时候，危险就会使羊分散。
Second, hired hands, or those who are not the shepherd, flee danger. Verse 12 and 13.
第二点，这个雇工，这些不属于牧羊人的，看到危险就跑。这个是第十六跟第十三节。
In verse 15, it says that God the Father and God the Son know each other intimately.
第三点，神父和神父神子，他们都很彼此之间很亲密的认识。第十五节。
Verse 16 says there are other sheep that belong to Jesus that are not of the same sheep pen.
第四点，有别的羊不属于耶稣，而不在同样的羊圈里面。
Now I think the sheep pen that's mentioned in the first six verses refers to national Israel.
那我觉得前面六节讲的这个羊圈在指着以色列国。
And the sheep that are led out by Jesus are the believing Jews.
而这个耶稣所带出的这些羊的这个圈里面是相信的犹太人。
There are other Jews in Israel that did not believe on Jesus.
有别的犹太人没有相信耶稣。
They did not hear his voice or follow.
他们没有听从他的声音，也没有跟从他。
Now that Jesus brings other sheep that are not of the sheep fold.
现在耶稣带别的羊，不在这个羊圈里面，别的羊。
These other sheep are probably those Gentiles that will believe.
这些别的羊大概是相信的外邦人。
Jews and Gentiles who follow Jesus will become one flock with one shepherd.
跟随耶稣的犹太人跟外邦人都会合成一群归一个牧人。
Jesus states that in verse 16.
这个是在第十六节看到的。
Another point, there is some type of special love by the Father for the Son because of his sacrifice for us.
多一点是，这有一个特别的爱，是神给予他的儿子，因为耶稣为我们舍命。
Jesus also tells us that his death was completely voluntary.
耶稣的死也跟，耶稣也跟我们讲，他的死是，在他，自愿行出来的。
He was not driven to it or forced into it.
他不被任何事情推动，也不被逼进去的。
Jesus' death was also completely within his power.
耶稣的死也完全在他能力以内之下。
He had the power and the authority to stop his crucifixion at any point.
他有这个能力，也有这个权力，在任何时刻停止他上十字架的道路。
His death was more than him just agreeing to die.
这不只是他答应死。
It was allowing his death when he could have stopped it at any time.
而是当他在任何时机里面都可以停止之下的时候，他容许自己死。
We could look at almost any of these points in greater depth.
我们差不多可以在任何这一点当中更深入的来去探讨。
But I want first of all to consider what they mean in the context in which they were given.
但我想更加的去考虑在这个上下文里面他们到底是什么意思。
God referred to the leaders of Israel as shepherds in the Old Testament.
那神在这个旧约里面把这些以色列的领袖们把他叫他们为这个牧羊人。
The scribes and Pharisees were leaders and were responsible to shepherd the people.
这些文士和法利赛人，他们是领袖，他们负责要牧养人群。
But they were like the false shepherds of Old Testament Israel.
但他们就好像旧约以色列的那些假先假牧人。
They did not strengthen the weak.
他们没有强壮那弱者。
They did not heal the sick.
他们没有医治那病缺的。
They did not bind up the injured.
他们没有包裹那个受伤的。
They did not bring back the strays or search for the lost.
他们没有带回那些偏离的，也没有寻找那些不见的。
They ruled harshly and brutally.
他们用强暴严严的遏制。
This is God's description of the false shepherds of Israel in Ezekiel 34.
这个是神怎么样形容这些假牧人，都在以西结书三十四章里面。
The scribes and Pharisees acted like hired hands.
这些文士和法利赛人就好像雇工一样。
They cared nothing for the sheep.
他们不管羊群。
They had shown this in their treatment of the man born blind.
他们怎么样对待这个生来瞎眼的人就已经看得到了。
They had shown this on many other occasions as well.
他在别的场合也让我们看见这一点。
Their first priority was for themselves.
他们最首要的关注是自己。
The true shepherd, who is the good shepherd, is marked by his concern for the sheep.
这个真正的牧羊人，也是一个好的牧羊人的记号，是他关怀他的羊群。
We can also know him by the sheep's response to him.
我们也可以认识他，接着羊群对他的回应。
Jesus is the good shepherd.
耶稣是那个好牧人。
The word also is used for beautiful or pleasant.
这个字好也可以用来做优美或者使人愉快。
Jesus is the beautiful shepherd.
耶稣就是一个优美的牧羊人。
Those who are self-serving, who think only of themselves, who care little for others, are ugly.
那些伺候自己的，只想到自己的，关心别人一点点的，他们是丑陋的。
Jesus gave his life for the sheep.
耶稣为羊献上生命。
He protects.
他保护。
He cares for the sheep.
他关怀羊群。
He nourishes the sheep.
他喂养羊群。
He knows his sheep like no one else can.
没有人能像他一样认识他的羊群。
He is the good shepherd.
他就是那个好牧人。
In verses 19 to 21, we read of the reaction to this.
到第十九到第二十一节，我们就看到这些人的回应。
The reaction of the Jews is typical of what we find in the gospel.
这犹太人的回应是我们典型在福音书里面可以找到的。
It shows the connection to the previous chapter.
它也显露了它与上一章怎么样连贯下来。
Could you read verses 19 to 21?
第十九到第二十一节。犹太人为这些话又起了纷争，内中有好些人说他是被鬼附着，而且疯了，为什么听他呢？又有人说这不是鬼附之人所说的话，鬼岂能叫瞎子的眼睛开了呢？
Typically there was a division.
就一般又有一个分裂。
On the one hand, there were those who believed that Jesus must be mad.
一方面有些人觉得说耶稣是神经病的。
Or perhaps he was demon possessed.
或者他是被鬼附的。
He was either crazy or evil.
他要不就是疯子，要不就是恶人。
On the other hand, the truth which he spoke did not come from demons.
另一方面，他所说的真理不可能从鬼而来的。
Neither could a demon open the eyes of one born blind.
鬼也不可能开一个生来瞎眼的人。
The people are faced with a similar decision today.
同样人今天也是遇到同样的抉择。
It is inconsistent with the testimony of Scripture to think of Jesus as merely a nice, good man.
把耶稣想为是一个只是一个好善良的人，跟圣经其实是不一致的。
That which he claimed was so radical.
他所说的话是多么的无理取闹。
He must have either been true.What he said must have been true, or he was crazy.
要不就是他是真的对的，要不就是他是疯的。
Or even worse, he was evil.
要不他就是坏的。
God claims to be our shepherd.
神讲他是我们的牧羊人。
The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
And Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd."
而耶稣说，我就是那好牧人。
He claimed to know God as well as God knew him.
他自称说神认识他，就如他也认识神一样。
What mere man would say that if he were good?
哪一个好人，只是一个人会这样讲话的呢？
Jesus is our good shepherd.
耶稣是我们的好牧人。
In him we have no want.
在他里面我们没有缺乏。
He gives us rest for our souls.
他使我们的灵魂得到休息。
He feeds us.
他喂养我们。
He restores us.
他使我们苏醒。
He protects us and eases our fears.
他保护我们，也使我们的惧怕消灭掉。
He is with us.
他与我们同在。
To all of us, I offer this challenge.
给我们每一个人，我今天把挑战带出来。
Come to Jesus and let him shepherd you.
来到耶稣面前，让他牧养你。
If you have not come through the gate through Jesus, then you have not come into the safety of God's fold.
如果你没有走过这个门，你没有经过耶稣的话，那你没有经过，你没有得到这个羊圈里面的安全。
As I did last time, I would offer a second challenge to those who are leaders and especially elders.
就如我上次做的，我也会做第二个挑战，摆出给你们，特别是给领袖而长老的。
Peter wrote to the elders in 1 Peter 5:1-4.
彼得在彼得前书 第五章一到四节写给长老们。
As one who is in leadership, I recognize that this challenge is also for me.
身为自己一个在领导的位置里面，我也看到这个挑战是给我的。
Peter wrote, I exhort the elders among you, shepherd the flock of God among you.
彼得写说，我劝你们与我同做长老的，务要牧养在你们中间的羊群。
They were to do so voluntarily.
他们需要自愿的去做。
They were not to do so for financial gain.
他们不为钱财的益处去做。
They were not to lord it over people.
他们不是遏制别人的。
They were to be examples.
他们是做榜样的。
This is the pattern that Jesus set as the good shepherd.
这个是耶稣作为这个好牧人所设立的榜样。
It is the pattern for every leader.
他是给每一个领袖的榜样。
They are not to act like hired hands, but act like true shepherds.
这些领袖不能像雇工一样，而是要像真牧人一样。
According to these and other passages, we can say the following about leaders.
根据这一段，也根据别一段，我们可以如此说关于领袖的事。
A few of these points we saw last time.
关于这几有些点子，我们上一次看过了。
First, a leader must know the sheep and be known by the sheep.
第一，这个领导人要认识他的羊，羊也要认识他。
And this will take time.
这个需要时间。
We have to have time together.
我们需要有一起时间。
And it requires openness and vulnerability.
他也需要彼此的坦诚，也需要彼此让彼此之间可能有伤害的地方。
Second, a leader must be trustworthy.
第二，一个领袖要是可信的。
This comes only when the knowledge of between sheep and shepherd is there.
这个只有在这个羊跟领导人之间认识过后才会有的。
Third, a leader seeks to protect the sheep.
第三，一个领导人寻求保护他的羊。
Now, this also requires knowing the sheep.
这个也必须让我们知道他需要认识他的羊。
We must know what they are doing.
我们需要知道这些羊在做什么。
We need to know where they're at and what dangers they may face.
我们需要知道他们在什么危险当中，他们在什么地方。
It is important for me as a pastor to know what my people are involved in.
身为一个牧者，我需要知道说我的羊群现在是参与什么样的活动。
What type of books are they reading?
他们看什么样的书。
Are they going to other Bible studies?
他们有没有去别的查经班。
What are they being taught?
他们有没有被教。
I'm responsible to protect the sheep.
我负责任来保护羊群。
A fourth, a leader may not be self-serving, but should be selfless.
第四点，一个领袖不能伺候自己，而是要舍己。
Some people protect their day off.
有些人保护自己的这个假期。
Don't call me on my day off.
假期的时候不要打电话给我。
As a pastor, I can't do that.
身为一个牧者，我不能这样做。
I try to take a day off.
我设法有假期。
That's for the sake of my wife.
为了我的老婆的缘故。
And to have a good marriage.
好，而且要好一个好的婚姻。
But when a man calls and says his father just died, it doesn't matter if it's my day off.
但如果有一个人打电话说我的父亲刚去世，那到底是不是我的假期根本都不重要。
I can't say, well, this is my day off. Can't you call me tomorrow?
那我不可能跟他讲说，今天是我假期啊，你明天再打给我啊。
Being a shepherd means being selfless.
作为一个牧羊人的意思就是舍己的意思。
I'm not there to serve myself.
我不在那里来伺候自己。
Fifth, a leader sees that the sheep are getting fed.
第五点，这个领袖看到他的羊得到喂养。
That means it is important that the word of God be taught regularly and accurately.
意思就是定期并且准确的教导神的话语是非常重要的。
But people need more than just one meal per week.
可是人需要多过一个礼拜一餐。
I eat a lot more than just on Sundays.
我除了星期天以外，我都吃很多了。
Well, how else are people getting fed spiritually?
那人怎么样可以得到属灵的喂养呢？
If they're only being fed on Sunday morning, they're going to starve.
如果他们只是星期天早上吃饭，他们会饿死。
Are they reading their Bible every day?
他们有没有每天看圣经呢？
Are they thinking about what they heard on Sunday?
他们有没有想着星期天所听到的东西？
Like a cow that brings up its food to chew it again.
就好像一个牛再一次把食物带到他嘴巴再一次咬。
We need to meditate on the word of God.
我们要一直思想着神的话语。
How are people being fed?
这个人是怎么样得到喂养呢？
Sixth, a leader keeps the flock together.
第六点，一个领袖把羊群待在一起。
He doesn't let danger scatter them.
他不让危险使他们分散。
He doesn't let them wander off to get into danger.
他不让他们偏离进入危险。
I pay close attention to who comes on Sundays.
我很专心的注重谁星期天来的。
I don't know you all that well.
我不认识你们全部太好。
Many of your faces are familiar.
你们很多脸都我都觉得面熟。
But I don't always recognize if someone is not here.
但我不总是能够看得出当有一个人没有来的时候。
In my own church, I watch out for that.
在我自己的教会，我关注这一点。
I learned this from a pastor many years ago.
我从一个牧师在许多年前学的。
He never counted how many people were there.
他从来不算教会里面有几个人。
But after a Sunday service, he always wrote down the names of everyone who was there.
但每一个星期天的聚会过后，他写下有来的这些人的名字。
Because it's not so important if there's 100 here this week and 100 last week.
因为今天这个礼拜有100，上个礼拜有100，这个不重要。
It's more important is it the same 100?
重要的是这100个人是不是一样的100个人。
There might be 20 people missing.
可能有二十个人不见了。
And I look at who has been there on a Sunday.
而我看的是谁在星期天有来。
And I wonder, well, she wasn't there, but did she get sick again?
我在想说，哎，那个人没有来，是不是他又生病了呢？
This family hasn't been there for 4 weeks.
这个家庭四个礼拜没来了。
It's not vacation time.
这不是假期时间。
Is there something wrong in their family?
是不是在他的家庭发生什么事情呢？
I am responsible to keep the sheep together.
我负责任把羊群归在一起。
I can't let them scatter off.
我不能够让他们分散。
They need one another.
他们需要彼此。
I need them.
我需要他们。
And they need everyone else.
他们也需要每一个人。
Seventh, a leader looks out for new sheep that belong to the fold.
第七点，一个领袖看关注这个属于羊圈里面新的羊。
When I go through a list like this, I feel a weight upon me.
当我走过这个目录的时候，我感觉有一个很重的重担。
I think that's good.
我觉得这个是好的。
I sense the need that people have.
我感觉到人的需要。
They need to be fed.
他们需要得到喂养。
They need leaders whom they can trust.
他们需要能够信任的领袖。
They are in danger from false teachers.
他们受到假教师的危险。
And some just wander off.
而有些就偏离了。
That's typical of sheep.
这个就是羊的特征。
Sheep just see some grass over there and they head in that direction.
羊看到那里有一点草，他就走过那边。
They see something else and they wander off in the other direction.
看到多一个东西，他就走过多一个方向。
They're not paying attention to where they left.
他们没有专心看说他们从哪里离开的。
Before they know it, they're off somewhere and is lost.
当他们知道说他们已经在很远很远的一个地方了。
We shouldn't let that happen.
我们不能让这个事情发生。
I want God's best for people.
我要神的最好给人。
And that places a responsibility on me and any who are in leadership.
因此这个有一个责任在我身上，也在任何领袖身上。
But Paul said to Timothy that if a man desires the office of overseer, he desires a good thing.
但是保罗对提摩太说，如果有一个人渴慕监督的职分，他就是爱慕善工。
It's a good thing to want to be like Jesus.
要像耶稣是一个好的事情。
These closing words might be limited to some, by some, to just pastors or elders.
有些人会把他的这个结尾的这几句话，把它限制于只是给牧师跟一些长老的。
Let me remind you that fathers and husbands lead.
让我提醒你说，爸爸们、丈夫们都是带领的。
Even if I were not a pastor of a church, I still would be responsible to lead my family.
就算我不是一个教会的牧师，我还是负责带领我的羊群。
If I had no children, I would still be responsible to lead my wife.
哎，对不起 ，sorry, I said a mistake. 就算我不是一个牧师，我负责带领着我的家庭， 如果 in the previous sentence you just said.
I just said, even if I had no children, I would be responsible to lead my wife.
如果我没有孩子的话，我就有责任要带领我的妻子。
Fathers and husbands can look to Jesus as a model for leadership.
爸爸们，这个丈夫们都能够看耶稣为他们领袖的榜样。
This doesn't exclude mothers either.
当然，这个不把妈妈排除外。
Some of the instructions in the New Testament are to parents.
有些新约的教导是给父母的。
To fathers and mothers as they lead their children.
给爸爸和妈妈当他们带领他们的孩子的时候。
So you too can look toward Jesus as a model.
所以你们也可以看着耶稣为你们的榜样。
Believers as they mature should be leading younger believers.
一些成长的这个基督徒，当他们成熟的时候，他们应该带一些年轻的基督徒。
In Hebrews, the writer says, "By now you should be teachers."
这个希伯来书这个作者写说，到了现在你们应该做教师了。
In chapter 5, verse 12, in fact, by this time you ought to be teachers.
希伯来书五章十二节，他讲说，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师父了。
But they needed someone to teach the word to them.
但他们还需要有些别人去教他们话语。
So maturing believers also have a shepherding function.
所以成熟的弟兄姐妹也有这个牧养的这个功能。
So we all need to keep this picture in mind.
所以我们每个人都需要这个图案。
It is applicable if we officially lead or simply seek to influence others for their spiritual good.
这个只要我们是有一个真实的正式在这教会的岗位，或者我们只是很简单的要带领某些别人，使他们这个属灵更加的好的话，这些的图案对于我们都是有效的。
Jesus is the good shepherd.
耶稣就是好牧人。
And he is the model for our leadership as well.
他也是我们领导的榜样。
Amen.
Amen.